Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Your Music, the weekly exploration of musical expressions and talents from around the world, with me, your host, Evan Davis. So, we have an unusual show for you here this evening, featuring two artists, one of whom recently passed, and the other of whom is still very much alive and active. Both have been social justice activists in their own rights on a variety of issues, and both have had widespread influence, planting sound seeds, if you will, in millions of young minds across several generations. Christine McVie was best known as in the U.S. as one of the two female soloists in the group Fleetwood Mac. She wrote and co-wrote many of the band's most memorable songs and never really took center stage like her counterpart Stevie Nicks, who, though talented, was also part spectacle in my view, kind of a diva, if you will. McVie was more of the hardworking force of nature that gave the band much of its distinctive sound, and she had a solo career as well, both before Fleetwood Mac and after, and during a several-year break from the band, during which she also championed feminist and environmental causes. We'll hear a full-length concert of hers in the second hour. Francois Clemens, who now lives and teaches in Vermont, where he's affectionately known as the Diva Man, will populate our first hour here. His training included gospel and opera, and his voice is certainly operatic. He sang lead tenor in a production of Porgy and Bess in Los Angeles, for which he won a Grammy Award, and we are fortunate to have that recording for you today, but many people know him best for his recurring role on the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Show, where he played the singing police officer Clemens. It was during that time that Francois Clemens took music lessons from a talented but lesser-known opera singer and music teacher, Lee Wintner, my grandfather, who, along with my grandmother, Fran, taught vocal music from their home and studio in Los Angeles in the neighborhood of Silver Lake. I was reminded of Francois Clemens just this week when I heard him interviewed by the BBC on the occasion of the release of a recently published memoir. He directed a youth choir in his adopted state of Vermont, where he was an artist in residence until 2013. He previously sang with opera companies in Pittsburgh and New York and Cleveland, Ohio, not far from Oberlin, where he attended college. In addition to Porgy and Bess, that recording, we have several other more recent performances by Francois Clemens. But first, just for my own sense of nostalgia, here's a short clip of my grandfather, Lee Wintner, accompanying Mario Lanza, the great Italian tenor, and Catherine Grayson from a concert in 1948 in the Hollywood Bowl. My grandfather is the bass voice you'll hear. And Porgy and Bess with Francois Clemens will follow.
Rock, 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 rock Thank you. got plenty and nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on their door. Afraid somebody's going to rob them while he's out of making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal a rug from the floor, that's okay with me. Because the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are all free. Oh, I got plenty and nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, and even the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, got my lord, got my song.
Lord, he changed since the moment come to live with me. He ain't cross with you no more, and ain't you hear how he rests all the time singing in the road.
I got plenty and nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, got the moon, got the deep blue sea. The folks with plenty and plenty got to pray on a day. Seems with plenty, you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. Away. I'd have written about hell till time arrive. Never worry long as I'm well. Never want to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell, as glad as a lark. Oh, I got plenty and nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, got my lord. Got my soul.
Listen here, I ain't say nothing. No matter how drunk you get, these boys round here rot good whiskey. But nobody ain't going peddle who be bust round my shop. Does you hear what I say?
Oh, come on now, old lady. Let you and me be friends.
Friends with you, lowline?
Oh, hell no.
I hate your strut style. Yes, sir. And your goddamn silly smile. And your 10-cent diamonds and your 5-cent butts. Ooh, I hate your butts. Somebody's got to calm you up to set these people free. And the writing on the wall says it's all gonna be me. Some night when you is full of gin and don't know eyes about, I'm gonna take you by the tail and turn you inside out. Friends with you, low life, hell no. That's a figure in the break your bones. Yes, sir. One by one. And then I'm gonna carve you up and hang you in the sun. I'll feed your meat to buzzards and give them belly aches. And take your bones to Kittywall, to pies and rattlesnakes. Friends with you, lowlife, I feel I must decline. I sooner cut my own throat, for I cause you are friends of mine.
Bastard.
Ain't Nessa, Sarah Lee, Sarah. Devil wears. talking about the food I sells. She crap. She crap. Devil crap.
Hey, crap man.
Talking about the food I sells. When I done talking about the food I sells. Talking about devil crab. Now I's talking about your pocketbook. I'm talking about devil crabs. She crab. She crab.
Thank you.
Emma, there's plenty more where that come from.
Thank you. This is a special request for Mr. Paul, and I'm sure as soon as you hear it, you'll recognize. Okay. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the singing way to say I love you. There's the singing something special for someone who really cares for you. The singing way, the singing way, the singing way to say I love you. Cleaning up your room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays. And making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Round goes high.
I'm a soldier of love.
Just a little while ago, and I didn't think I was going to get well. I had two strokes, not one, but two, and everything came back. Look at that. It was absolutely paralyzed, and I'm still climbing Jacob's ladder. Look at that. I'm still together, and I'm very thankful. He's from Sri Lanka and did a good job. Yeah, man.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. And since we're together, we might as well say, oh, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor.
Francois Clemens, whose new autobiography, Officer Clemens, a Memoir, is now out in both hardcover and paperback from Catapult Books. In the next hour, we'll hear from a live-recorded concert by Christine McVie here on Your Music. I hope you'll stay tuned. The program you are listening to is broadcast both on community radio station WCRS via translator W245AY at 98.3 FM and on WGRN 94.1 FM, WCRSFM.org and WGRN.org. If you like what you're hearing or want to get involved, please visit those websites and give what you can. Both stations are non-commercial and volunteer-run. Both stations depend on listener support. Again, the websites are WCRSFM.org for WCRS and WGRN.org for WGRN.
This is Professor Howard Zinn. The independent, non-commercial radio station you're listening to is really important in the maintenance of democracy. Thomas Jefferson once said, an informed democracy will behave in a reasonable manner. So if you care about being informed, if you care about democracy, if you're a reasonable person, you are, of course, please support your source for uncensored news and views and the voice of your community.